Have a great Memorial Day with free live music from Jason Crabb, John Schmidt, and the Jeff Poland Band. Plus food, a vintage car cruise-in, and kids' entertainment. All at the Rockingham County Fairgrounds. It's the 6th Annual Memorial Day Community Celebration. A tribute to our veterans, active military, and first responders. Brought to you by Steve Wingfield, area businesses, and local churches. Take a ride in the RE/MAX Tethered Hot Air Balloon. Free fun for you and your family. See you at the Rockingham County Fairgrounds starting 4 p.m. Monday, May 28th.
Welcome to today's edition of Front Porch Talks. I'm Grayson Willis. Thanks for listening. And today I'm joined by Reverend Steve Wingfield from the Steve Wingfield Evangelistic Association. Steve, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Grayson. Good to be with you.
Good to be with you also, Steve. And coming up in just a couple days, you guys have your Memorial Day event at the fairgrounds for Steve Wingfield Ministries. Tell us about that event.
Well, this is our 6th annual Community Day celebration, Memorial Day celebration. And it really is not our thing. It's a community event. I mean, the community is really on this. We got a car show. If you got a classic car, you want to bring it out and show it off. Got great food. Got a lot of different ministries this year that are going to partner with us as well. And we got wonderful music starting at 4 o'clock. Got the Jeff Pullen Band, John Schmidt. Jason Crabb is going to be our featured singer this year. And Leisha Campbell, she's a phenomenal ventriloquist and puppeteer, and you're going to enjoy her. So it's kids' events. You got the RE/MAX hot air balloon this year. It's going to be tethered, but you can go up in a hot air balloon. Just all kinds of activity. And so bring your friends, bring a lawn chair or a blanket. We got, again, great food. It's going to be a wonderful time. And then about 6 o'clock, we'll honor all veterans, active duty, military, first responders. And it's just a key component of what we do on Memorial Day, remembering the fallen and celebrating those who have served us and enabled us to have days like this where we can celebrate and have a good time and come together as a community.
Well, thank you, Steve, first of all, for putting this on and for serving the community and serving veterans and honoring veterans. What else would you like to share about this particular event?
Well, I just would encourage people to pray. And bring your friends. Put it on Facebook. If you got friends that are out of the area, call them. But share it on Facebook. Let's just really blow this up and make it bigger than it's ever been. Our heart is that the community comes together as a community across denominational lines and just makes a positive statement that we're here and we're here to enjoy life and celebrate those who have served us. So it's going to be a wonderful day, and we just want you to be a part of it.
Thank you, Steve. Now, if people are calling to ask more details about the event, what is the best way? Is your website, or is there somebody they can email or a number they can call?
Well, everything is on our website, stevewingfield.org or victoryweekend.com. We've got two different websites, stevewingfield.org or victoryweekend.com, or they can call our office at 540-433-0769, 540-433-0769. One of the things that we're adding this year, if you have a craft that you do and sell, we have spots now for a craft area, and if you'd like to be a part of that, call the office and we'll get you signed up and have a place for you to be located. Again, we had great response last year, and we want it to be even bigger this year. So just tell your friends, but pray, bring a lawn chair, bring a blanket. Let's just have a great time together. Again, starting at 4 o'clock, you're going to love the music. I promise you that. Jason Crabb's one of my favorite singers. John Schmidt's been my friend, prison evangelist for over 40 years. And Jeff Pullen Band, they all good music. Bring your grandkids, bring your kids. Let's just make this a wonderful day together where the community of Harrisburg, Rockingham County, Augusta, Shenandoah, Page, over in West Virginia, Pendleton County, Grant County, come on over, and we're just going to have a good time together celebrating our freedom in Christ, and celebrating those who have served us and are serving us.
Thank you, Steve. And anything else that you would like to add as far as, you know, I know you've talked a lot in general about the different things that will be happening, the bands that will be there, the type of activities. You mentioned the car show, and maybe a little bit more about, you said you were going to honor veterans and
yes,
that kind of.
Well, at 6 o'clock, we bring all the veterans and first responders, active duty military, forward. I thank them. I pray over them. We hang a medal around their neck. Again, just to show honor. One of the things that we're trying to do, Grayson, is bring awareness and healing and hope to those that are struggling with suicide. We're still losing 22 veterans a day to suicide, and we got to put a stop to that. We just got to let these guys and girls know that we stand with them, we love them, we support them, we want to encourage them. And if they got things they need to talk about, there's a lot of pastors and a lot of churches in this community. We want to make ourselves available to anybody that needs us. And so that's one of the key components of what we do. And then I share the gospel very clearly and give people an opportunity to say yes to Jesus. And so that's why we do what we do. And we just want to keep letting everybody know that that's why we're out here, representing Jesus well and inviting people to come to know the one that we love and serve.
Well, thank you, Steve. So if you know a veteran or you're a veteran, make sure to come out. You'll get honored. And if you know anybody who's struggling that needs help, also invite them. But this is a family event, and I believe you mentioned this is a free admission
event. It's free admission. Yeah, no cost. Now, you have to buy your food, but other than that, it's all free, and it's going to be a fun time. And again, Leisha Campbell is a phenomenal children's minister, and so there's special activities for the children, and especially marked children's section. And she'll also be sharing from the stage as well. So it's going to be a great day. You don't want to miss any of it.
Also, Steve, while you're here, if anybody is maybe wanting more information about Wingfield Ministries, and I know you have Victory Weekend and other stuff, where can they find information about that stuff?
Well, again, our webpage, stevewingfield.org. Everything's listed there, or you go to victoryweekend.com. And anybody wants to volunteer, we're going to need volunteers on Memorial Day, and we need volunteers at the races that we go to. If you've never been to a race and would like to go, contact us and we'll get you signed up and we'll put you to work and you'll have a good time doing it.
And Steve, how can anybody be praying for Wingfield Ministries and for the Memorial Day event and any other parts of your ministry?
Well, one, I would just be honored that you pray that we stand boldly for the Lord. You know, Paul said, pray also for me. In Ephesians 6, where he talks about the armor of God, but one of the key armors is prayer. And so we need your prayers. Just keep praying. The other thing I'd ask you to pray for, we are developing a retreat center for pastors and veterans over in West Virginia. We're making great progress. So pray for the Lodestar Mountain Inn and just ask God that would supply all of our needs so that we can get everything finished as far as building over there and be operational here within the next number of months. We're looking forward to what God's going to do, what he is doing, and how he's going to use that property to bring healing and hope and restoration to many, many people.
Well, thank you, Steve. And I'm going to close in praying for the Memorial Day event and for your
Amen.
Ministry.
You,
but is there anything else that you would like to add before I close in prayer?
That would be it. Thank you, Grayson, so much for the opportunity of being here.
Well, thank you, Steve, for coming and joining me today on Front Porch Talks, and thank you for all the work that you and your ministry does in this community and beyond this community. Let's pray. Lord, I thank you for today, and I thank you for Steve Wingfield and for his ministry and for this Memorial Day event, and we pray ahead to what you're going to do at the 6th annual Memorial Day celebration, Lord. And we just pray ahead to all the workers, all the volunteers, for Steve, for all those that will be coming, Lord. Just make it a great day and a day where we celebrate veterans, but also where people can come and enjoy fun activities and grow closer as a community, Lord. And I pray that you will give, he prayed that the ministry would have boldness wherever they go. So I pray that for their ministry, Lord. And I also pray for the Lodestar Inn, the retreat center for pastors, Lord. And I just pray for that ministry, Lord, and that it continues to bless the pastors that are able to take part in it, or the pastors that are able to take advantage of that ministry, Lord. And I also pray for Victory Weekend and the different races that Steve and his volunteers are a part of, Lord, that they're able to minister to the people at those races, Lord. And just pray for any other requests that they may have. And you know their needs, Lord, better than I know their needs, Lord. And I just pray that people will be able to take part in the Memorial Day event and come have fun and enjoy fellowship with one another, Lord. And I pray and thank you in advance for what you will do at that event, Lord. And I ask all this in your name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Grayson.
Yep, Steve, thank you for joining me today, and look forward to the Memorial Day celebration. Thanks for all the work that you do and the time that you've invested in this community.
Well, thank you, Grayson. It's my joy.
Have a good day. Amen. Thank you for listening to today's edition of Front Porch Talks. May God bless.